Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome to our last episode in our Food Freedom Habit Hacking series. This has been a really eye-opening five-part series where we've been really digging deep into some habit hacks around our food freedom, but also really, you know, unraveling diet culture, and which I think is very timely for the new year, but really any time of the year. And today I really wanted to chat a little bit more about something I know we have all done, and that is restriction. Restricting certain food groups and why this isn't great maybe for our mental health and why this seems to happen to women, right? This seems to happen to us more so than men. Now, before we get into that, a couple of reminders for you. This is your last chance to get the Habit Hacking Masterclass Emotional Eating Edition for free. It goes away after Sunday the 21st. It will go into the Habit Hack Shop as a paid audio class, but I offer it for free whenever I launch this every quarter with our amazing collaborators. Y'all, these are like the best of the best food freedom experts in an audio-only masterclass because I'm always thinking about you and what makes learning easy and convenient for you, and I know an audio course is it. You can grab it until the 21st, but we're going to really dig deep into emotional eating habits and helping you feel a little bit more in control and empowered and thinking about physical hunger versus cravings and your cycle. And of course, that all or nothing mentality, which we're going to get into a little bit today as well, to really lead you to have some more fulfilling eating habits. Okay, we're not talking about restricting or that you'll never not emotionally eat again, but more so now you are feeling more empowered. I love it so much. So you can go get it at habithackingmasterclass.com. After the 21st, it will no longer be free. So go grab it while it's free because you can listen to it and start taking action. I love it. So we really have to unravel that diet culture mentality, right? And put blinders on when it comes to fueling our bodies and training for life. There's so many different things coming at us on social media, or maybe you're listening to a lot of different podcasts. You'll find that I really lead with a health first mentality and your habits, and weight loss second, right? The weight loss just naturally happens over time. This isn't a quick fix 30-day, 21-day thing where I'm saying you're going to lose weight in this many days. I'm saying we're training for life, y'all, and it includes your habits and pivoting them as seasons of your life change and not restricting, because that's not fun. It's not sustainable. But I do know sometimes there are some certain foods that maybe you can't have due to your own medical conditions, or you know, like gluten or dairy just don't agree with you. And that is okay. I'm coming at this from a place where we're restricting because we think we are good or bad based on how much or what we eat, or certain foods are good or bad. Now, we address this so many times, but women have to do habits differently because we do have an all or nothing mentality most times. It's either restrict, I'm very strict, I'm not eating sugar ever again. Or we go all in. You're like, I am headfirst into a gallon of ice cream with some cookies and chocolate syrup on top, right? And it doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be this way, okay? However, we, especially as ladies, I think sometimes we aren't taking in enough food during the day because we are restricting. And why does this happen to us? Well, let's talk about the reasons why. And then we'll talk a little bit more about what this does to our mindset when we're trying to restrict all the time. And then, of course, I'll include a habit loop for you at the end to help you start taking action. Now, let's talk a little bit about why the reasons why a lot of times we feel it's necessary to restrict foods. There's several reasons. And a lot of times we have that all or nothing mentality where we're trying to go all in on dieting and restricting our foods. And I think one of the first reasons is societal pressures, right? There's so many pressures from social media and like what you've been taught regarding your appearance and your body image. And there's such an emphasis on achieving like an idealized body shape or size, which can really lead to more extreme measures in pursuit of these standards, like restricting, right? And we're all differently made. Like you and I could follow the same diet, work out the same amount, and have different sized bodies because there's so many other different lifestyle factors we forget because we all live different type of lives as well, but also our bodies are all made differently. But we're all, of course, beautifully and wonderfully made by the creator above as well. Next, it's just that historical diet culture, right? It's always targeted women. It really promotes that unrealistic beauty standard, and we have seen it growing up. You know, I've talked about on these episodes before, like taking out magazines and looking at certain like Victoria's Secret models and putting that on my door in my sorority house. Like, no. Or sometimes we have that emotional connection with food, right? Emotional eating, which we're talking about in the free masterclass. And sometimes that plays a significant role. Like, I am going to avoid sugar because I emotionally eat it, and I'm just going to avoid it for the rest of my life. Whereas we need to dig deeper into, well, what are my emotional triggers, and how do I create a new habit loop around it where I can still have a healthy relationship with eating cookies when I want them? And we really just have this sometimes loop or untrue story running in our head that really affects our self-esteem and body image, that we are either good or bad based on what we eat, and our self-worth is tied to our appearance. Gosh, I hate that, but I know how that feels. Society has told us we need to have that perfect body, and we have led that has led us to extreme dieting and restriction to lead that. And really, what does this do to our mindset? Well, restricting certain food groups or thinking you're good or bad, it's just deprivation may lead to eventually going all in, right? Increased cravings, or you're obsessed with certain like foods that you have forbidden from your life, and or feelings of guilt or failure if you give into these cravings, right? So it's that all or nothing mentality. Either like you're not doing it at all and you're craving it all the time, or then you finally just like be like, forget it, I'm going all in. And you don't feel good either way. Or even a nutritional deficiency, right? Maybe you're completely cutting out carbs because you think carbs are bad, and that could really affect your mood as well. So, or even excluding fats, right? It's crucial for your body to have carbs and fat, and finding that certain level that works for your body and not completely just cutting out those levels. Or sometimes it can affect you like socially, right? You don't go out to have tacos and margaritas with your girlfriends because it's too tempting, right? And you're missing out on doing really fun things because some social gatherings are focused around food. And it can really just lead to some disordered eating, some physical health impacts long term, and, you know, excluding entire food groups is just not good for you and your metabolism and your immune system and all the things. So really finding that food freedom approach that we teach and habit hacking and training for life where you are not good or bad, foods are not good or bad, you don't have to restrict or go all in. There is a healthy food freedom balance. Now, if we are to lead with that health first, weight loss second mentality, maybe a caloric deficit is part of that health plan for you. Maybe you do need to have a little less calories during the day. Maybe you have been overconsuming. Sometimes you need to sit back and look at the facts versus the feelings and adjust, right? That's the first step we teach in the Atomic Habit Hacking System for women, right? But I'm not saying then you restrict the rest of your life or be in a caloric deficit all the time, right? So there is that happy balance for you and to take into all of these different considerations, right? So let's talk about a habit loop based off of this, finding out the facts versus the feelings when it comes to when you're feeling anxious about food, right? So the cue is you are actually feeling anxious about eating a certain food group. So your routine before that is to restrict or not have that food group, okay? And the reward you think you have on the other side is like, oh, good, I restricted it. But that's not sustainable. That's not fun. You're eventually going to give in to those cravings. Like, girl, I promise you will. You will. I've been there. I've seen clients do it, friends, all the above. So let's create a new habit loop around this. So maybe the cue is you are feeling anxious about a certain food group. The routine is maybe it's in particular sugar. Maybe you have an emotional eating sugar habit, right? I know I definitely do. It's either sugary or salty for people. It's always sugary for me. So maybe the new routine is instead of feeling anxious and restricting the food, maybe you sit down and just have a bite. Eat it slowly. See how it feels and how it helps soothe you in that moment, right? I'm saying don't not have it, like have it, but eat it slowly and intentionally and lean into the actual feeling you're feeling at the moment. And the reward on the other side is you feel so much more empowered about your eating choices and you are able to have a balanced emotional or balanced emotions and a balanced diet when it comes to eating, where you can have a cookie and feel okay and not feel good or bad and not let it derail your success when it comes to the way you want to feel. Okay. So I hope today was helpful. I hope it makes you feel a little bit more seen and know that there is a balance and we don't have to restrict our foods 24/7, or we might go all the way the other way and help you lose that all or nothing mentality. So just a reminder, next Wednesday, the 24th, at 12 p.m. Eastern, I will be going live for the Healthy Habit Reset, where we're just going to talk about basic atomic habit hacks for women. Think of this as like habit hacking 101, okay? I do this every quarter live, teaching you a 5-step method to help you reset your habits for whatever season of life that you are in, of course, with that atomic habit for women philosophy. So come register, join us live, or catch the replay And there's an audio-only replay as well. Since you love listening, I know, girl, I do a lot of listening myself, and it's so much more convenient. Go grab it at bit.ly/freeresetmasterclass. It's linked in the show notes for you as well, so you can get the replay if you can't join us live. And spoiler alert, I always include information at the end of this free masterclass about my Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. It's my signature program to help you make your habits stick with a 21-day plan at the end, and I always give a discount code during the reset. So come join us and learn a little bit more. Okay, girl, I will catch up with you next time. You got this. Hey, girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen. It's linked in the show notes to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.